Nice to see all of you here today, and I'm just going to get myself set up and ready to go. I don't think there are any here today who've just come from China or are just going to China, so I won't be welcoming you all, but it's good to see you.
所以呢，大家高兴看见大家，他要调整一下他的椅子，坐舒服一点。他不认为今天有从中国来的，也要回中国去的，所以呢，他非常高兴大家能在这里，也不会特别的跟那些要走要来的打招呼。We've
been going through the book of 2 Corinthians, and for some of us, it's a little difficult to go through.
因为我们开始学习格林多后书，我们知道里面有些。 对我们中间有些人来说，可能是有点难以理解。
Paul is telling us what he's like on the inside. You read 2 Corinthians, you know how Paul thinks, and you begin to learn what his heart is telling us.
使徒保罗是告诉我们他的内心的想法，然后呢，我们读到这些书的时候呢，知道他在格林多里，那些人中间他想的什么，想做什么。
And so I guess the question is, what should we be learning from that?
所以呢，他认为这个问题是我们能够从这里学到什么呢？
And probably the first answer is that the message of the servant of God is made credible by his character.
所以呢，他认为大概就是属神的人传递的信息呢，他是可以从他的那个性格里，他的人格里得到一些信誉。We
believe what a man says because of what he is and what he how he lives.
我们相信一个人他所说的话呢，是因为他怎样。
But this is a characteristic not only of the preacher like Paul, it's a characteristic that should be true of every one of us.
所以这样的一个人格呢，不光是适用于使徒保罗，也适用于我们每一个人。
Why do the children listen to the mommy and daddy?
为什么孩子们会听从,
Because they see mommy and daddy, they can see more of the heart of mommy and daddy than almost anybody else.
因为他们可以看到他们的父母，他们比其他的人更多的能够看到他父母的内心的想法。
I put my coat on when I go outside so that I will look presentable.
所以呢， 我把我的外套穿上，当我出去的时候，让我看起来更正式一点。
But when I'm at home, I don't always look as good as I do when I get dressed up to go out.
所以呢，当他自己一个人在家的时候，他就不会穿得那么正式。
Similarly, the child can see the character of the mother and father far more closely than others can, because they see them not only when they've gone out, but they see them when they're at home.
因为为什么孩子们能够看得更多的父母的人格和性格呢？是因为他们能够通常是在家里看到他们在家里那一面，而不是当他们出门的时候把自己打扮成那个样子。
So the principle then is always the same, that our message will be credible if our character backs up that message.
所以呢，同样这是一个规律。如果我们的人格和性格呢，通常会支持或者不支持我们所说的话。So
as I see what Paul was and how he thinks, my heart says, Harold, that's the way you ought to be.
所以当我看到使徒保罗他的行为和他说的话的时候， 我就通常在自己说，Harold，你就应该是这个样子。
All right, so we're going to go back to chapter 7, and we're going to pick up this ongoing theme of what it was, what Paul was like, and what therefore we should be like.
因为我们的开始学习格林多后书第七章，我们可以从这里可以看到啊，保罗是什么样的，他怎么样去做的。
Verse 1 says, since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God.
第一节，格林多后书七章第一节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们既有这等应许，就当洁净自己，除去身体、灵魂一切的污秽。敬畏神得以成圣。
All right, so it begins with a call to holiness.
因为这里开始呢是要得以成圣。
And, the word holy is a very interesting word. We generally think of it as being someone without sin, very pure in their behavior, in their thoughts.
所以呢，圣洁这个词呢是一个非常有趣的。通常我们认为说一个人圣洁呢，是他没有罪，他是一个非常纯洁的心。
And that is true. The word actually, though, implies unique.
所以呢，这是非常有趣的。这个词通常呢，特指是独一的。
Now, the reason that unique is appropriate is that there's only one who is truly holy, and that is Jesus.
为什么唯一的、独立的、这个唯一的是适合这个这上面呢？因为我们只有唯一一个圣洁的，就是我们的主耶稣。
And we are by nature sinners. We're very different from Jesus. He being holy is unique.
所以呢，我们是生来就有罪的，所以我们跟主耶稣的区别呢，他就是那个唯一的那个圣洁的。
But here we have the calling to perfect holiness in our lives out of reverence or fear of God.
所以呢，这里我们就要我们去洁净除去身体的一切污秽，敬畏神。
So the question is, what is the standard of our behavior?
所以问题是我们的行为的标准是什么呢?
Some people say in life, my standard is to be just a little bit better than so-and-so.
所以有些人说呢，我的人生的标准呢，只是比其他的人稍微好一点。
Other people say, well, I'm not that bad, at least I'm not as bad as him.
也就是说我没有那么坏，因为我没有他坏。
The standard of the Christian is perfecting holiness.
所以呢，对基督徒来说，他的标准就是完全圣洁。
And, it's a marvelous objective. It's a delightful focus for life.
你这里呢是一个非常神奇的目标和我们人生应该集中焦点在的一个地方。
The Christian often asks the question, what is it that I should do in the service of the Lord?
所以基督徒经常会问自己一个问题，我们在服侍神的时候应该做什么呢?
But this verse basically is saying, what should I be in the service of the Lord?
所以这一节经文呢，就是说，当我服侍神的时候，我应该是个什么样子
？So the theme then is perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. We got to have a perfect holiness.
所以呢，这里说呢，敬畏神得以成圣，我们要有一个完美的、圣洁的。
How would you get that?
怎么样得到这些呢
？And the answer is, we would purify ourselves from everything.That contaminates body and spirit.
所以答案就是呢，就当洁净自己，除去身体、灵魂一切的污秽。
So there are a lot of things that could contaminate us, and we say, all right, we're not going to have that around.
所以呢，有很多东西可以洁净我们，但是我们说我们现在还不去想那些。
periodically, mommy goes through the kitchen and she throws out things that were in the fridge or elsewhere that are beginning to go bad. And she says, I've got to get rid of these things. She throws out the things that are not good and are not going to be useful.
一段时间呢，那个妈妈就会到厨房里去把厨房那些冰箱里的有些看起来要变坏的东西扔掉，说我们不会把这些东西继续留在冰箱里。So
the Christian is continually going through his life doing the same thing.
所以实际上呢，基督徒在基督徒的人生中就是做同样的事情。
And he throws out things that would contaminate either and both the body and the spirit.
所以呢，我们基督徒经常把那些污秽啊灵魂和身体的东西把它去掉扔掉。So
it isn't just things that the body might like to do that are wrong. It's things that the spirit might like to do. And what is wrong, we say, all right, by God's grace, we will get rid of that.
这呢就是说你的身体做了什么不好的事儿，然后你的灵魂，你的灵魂会说，借着神的圣灵，我们要不去做那些事儿。And
of course, the question would be why? Why would you do that?
这个问题当然是为什么？为什么你要做那些？
And so the verse begins, since we have these promises, we do that.
所以呢，答案就是说，我们在这个经文的开始，是因为我们有这样的应许，所以我们要做这个。And
there are probably many promises that are implied here, but certainly the greatest and the most significant of the promises are the ones that we read at the earlier verse, the last verse of chapter 6.
当然有许许多多的应许，但是这里呢，更有意义的、更重要的一个就是说，这个应许是我们在前面格林多后书六章里提到的。So
the Lord says, I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty.
所以呢，主说呢，我会是你的父，你们会是我的儿女，是大能的神的儿女。
Okay, that's a glorious promise, a wonderful promise. We are born into the family of God. Because I'm in the family of God, I want to be a son, and I want to be a son that will bring him glory.
所以这是一个非常荣耀的，是一个非常伟大的应许，就是我们要成为神家里的儿女，所以我们要给神荣耀。
So the logic of the verse then is, we have the promises, therefore we purify ourselves from that which will contaminate in order to perfect holiness so that we will have a holy life for our Heavenly Father, like our Heavenly Father.
这里的呢，这个逻辑是在第一节的时候讲的呢，我们既有这样的应许，就当洁净自己，除去身体灵魂一切的污秽，敬畏神，得以成圣，这样呢，我们就是在我们的天上的父里面成圣，我们也更像他。All
right, then he says in verse 4:2, make room for us in your hearts. We have wronged no one. We've corrupted no one. We've exploited no one.
所以第二节继续说， 你们要心地宽大，收纳我们。我们未曾亏负谁，未曾败坏谁，未曾占谁的便宜。Apparently,
some in Corinth had basically said of Paul, we don't really need you around, and we don't have much room for you around here. We're going to carry on, do our own thing. Paul, you can be way over there.
这里很明显的说，当时的格林多的 人说呢，在使徒保罗说，我们不需要你，我们这里没有你的容身之地，你最好离开我们这里。And
Paul says, no, don't dismiss me. He says, there are three things about me that if they weren't true, you might dismiss me. But they are, they're not true. There are three things. I haven't wronged anybody. I haven't corrupted anybody. I haven't exploited anybody.
所以这里保罗说呢，不要赶我走，因为我还没有，明显的我还没有做一些事儿。如果我做了那些事儿，你们可以赶我走。所以我现在在这里说的呢，我并没有亏负谁，我也没败坏谁，也没占谁的便宜，所以你们不要赶我走。
So I tried to think of what those three injunctions might refer to.
他要试着去想一下那三个方面的联系。
First of all, he says, I haven't wronged anybody.
所以首先呢，他说我还没有亏负谁。
That might mean that I haven't ignored anybody. I haven't affected anybody in any bad way. I basically was reaching out to you. I haven't ignored you.
所以呢，他说呢，我并没有去忽视你们或者不理你们，因为我没有做什么事儿去把有些人带坏，所以说我没有去亏负你们。
Therefore, he says, listen, don't ignore me.
所以这里说呢，不要去，不要不理我。
We're all family and we're all important to one another. So he said, don't ignore me because I haven't ignored you.
所以呢，这就是很重要的，我们都是在一个家庭的，我们是家庭的成员，我也没有不理你，你也不要不理我。
Number two, he says, we haven't corrupted anyone.
第二呢，说未曾败坏谁。
Sometimes in a relationship, you enter, or you don't, but others might enter into a relationship in order to put somebody down, in order to harm them.
所以呢，有时候在人与人之间那个互相关系中呢，有的人他的目的就是说，把某些人压低，去损害别人的利益。
Paul says, I never did that to any of you. I didn't want to take advantage of you. I didn't want to put you down.
因为保罗说呢，我从来没有做那样的事情，我从来没有想压倒你，我没有说要把你压到地下去。
And then he says, I didn't exploit anyone. And the logic there is, I didn't put myself up. I didn't make myself rich or famous or glorious because of you. I wanted to treat you fairly.
所以呢，这里说未曾占神的便宜，保罗就是说呢，我并没有说把我放在你们上面，我并没有说去从你们身上赚钱，我并没有说把荣耀放到我的头上，把让我变得更有名，所以呢，我没有做那些事情。So
sometimes in life we meet someone and we say, I don't really think that person is very friendly. I think he ignores me. I think he's putting me down. I think he's there in order to put himself up.
所以有时候我们说这个人呢，他其实他对我并不友好，因为他不理我，他把我压低，这样的目的呢是让他把他自己抬高。Paul
says that's not the way I've been treating you.
所以使徒保罗说呢，这并不是我对待你们的方式。
Now when you meet someone who doesn't wrong you and doesn't put you down and doesn't put himself up, what do you say? You say, I think he'd make a good friend.
所以你当你碰到这样一个人说，他从来没亏负你，没败坏你，没占你的便宜，那你怎么想呢？你说这样的人最好做我的朋友。
You probably say, I could trust him. He'd be a good person to have for a friend.
所以呢，你可以这么去想，你说我可以信任他，因为他是一个最好的朋友。Then
when you see that he does wrong you, or he does try to harm you, or he does try to prove that he's so good, you say he's not the friend I thought he was, and you begin to push him aside.
所以当你看到这个人，他如果说他占你的便宜了，亏负你，他把你压低，是为了让他自己。 比你高的话，就是说这个人不适合做我的朋友，你就远离他。So
that's a wonderful standard of friendship, isn't it?
这是一个友谊的一个标准，是不是？
That's what we look for in others. That's what we find in Jesus, and that's what we say we want to be. to other people.
这就是我们大家都在之间互相要互相建造的，我们在主耶稣里，我们都要有这样一个关系。
Then he goes on, he says, I do not say this to condemn you. I have said before that you have such a place in our hearts that we would live or die with you.
那第三节说，我说这话不是要定你们的罪，我已经说过，你们藏在我心里，情愿与你们同生同死。
Okay, so he's not writing this and saying, listen, excuse me, I see you people and I'm trying to condemn you because you weren't like this.
他写这个的目的呢，保罗写这个目的并不是说啊，你们这就是这样的人，我写这个是来论断你们。
But he is saying this, I want you to know how great my heart for you is. I'm here to die with you and to live with you.
所以呢，保罗写这个的意思呢，就是说你要看我的心有多宽大，我要与你们同生死。
Now that's true Christian fellowship, isn't it?
这就是真正的基督徒的团契，是不是？
You hear stories about your Christian friends. What happens?
所以呢，你听到的你基督徒朋友的故事，你会怎么说？
If they're good stories, you rejoice with them.
如果他们的故事是一个好的故事，你会和他一起同喜乐。
If they're sad stories, you weep with them.
如果他的故事很悲惨，你会和他一起哭。
Paul says, I love you so much.That if you were to die, I'd die with you.
所以保罗说，我如此的爱你，如果你们去死，我也会跟你们一起去死。
Okay, so it's an amazing, fact. Paul's love for the people was very like the love of the Lord Jesus. He really did love them.
所以是一个很神奇的事实，就像主耶保罗爱人就像主耶稣爱人一样，他们非常的相似。
And that's the way we try to treat one another.
这就是我们应该对待每一个人的方式。
We have two words we use often in English that fall short of that.
Fall short of.
Fall short of. It's not really that way. They're lesser words.
Okay.所以我他说在英文里呢有两个单词是这样讲的，就是互相亏负那个意思。
One is, we sometimes say, that man is a hypocrite.
有时候我们说那个人是个假冒伪善的。
He says something, he just doesn't live it. He talks it, he doesn't really believe it. He doesn't really show it.
他说那个他并不去做。他说的他也不是那么想的，他并不是活出这样的他要做的说的那样的人。
And a Christian says, No, I don't want to be a hypocrite. I want to be real.
所以呢基督徒说呢，我们不要成为假冒伪善的，我们要成为真诚的人。
Okay, but the other word is superficial.
另外一个词呢就是非常的肤浅。
Okay, and superficial simply means it's all on the surface. If you go deeper, you find there's nothing real there.
所以呢，肤浅呢，是所有的表现都是表面上的。如果你往深处看呢，它并不是那样的。
I heard about a preacher once, I'm not sure who he was, I have no idea where he was, what his church was, but his comment, he had a comment about his church, his congregation.
所以呢，我听到一个传道人，我不知道他是哪里的，我也不知道他的教会在哪里，但是呢，他说了一些关于他教会的话。
He said, the men that I know in our congregation have love that is, or they have spiritual knowledge rather, that is a mile wide,and an inch thick.
所以呢他说我们在那里的我们教堂里的那些人他们之间的爱 有一英里宽，一英寸厚。
All right, now I'm not sure how that comes across in Chinese, but it means that they're superficial. It's all on the surface, but when you go down deep, they're not real.
所以呢，他不知道那个中文怎么说。实际上呢，他就说这个是非常啊肤浅的，因为是非常薄的，一英里宽，一英寸厚。所以你要真正的深入到里面去，不会有什么东西在里面。
Paul says, "That's not the way I love you." He says, "My love for you goes deep, deep, deep."
所以呢，保罗使徒保罗说，这不是我爱你们的方式，我的爱是更深。
Now in verse 4 he says, I've got great confidence in you. I take great pride in you. I'm greatly encouraged in all our troubles. My joy knows no bounds.
所以第四节说，我大大的放胆向你们说话，我因为你们多多夸口，满得安慰，我们在一切患难中分外快乐。
So Paul has addressed these people, he's rebuked them, and his honesty says there's a problem, but along with that honesty is a pride. He's proud of them, he glories in them, and he speaks well of them, though to themselves he has to say there's a problem.
所以保罗呢，他在这里说呢，跟他们讲话呢，说虽然我责备你们，指出你们里面的一些问题，但是呢，我其实是因你们多多夸口，满得安慰，我在一切患难中分外的快乐。
So when I was a boy, sometimes I was surprised by what my mother would say or my father would say.
所以当我是个小男孩的时候呢，我有时候会感到惊奇，我想我的爸爸和妈妈会怎么说。
We might be out with one of my father's friends or meet one of my father or mother's friends, and I would be introduced to this friend.
所以当他们外出去会他的妈妈或者他爸爸的一个朋友的时候呢，他爸爸妈妈会向他的朋友，他爸爸妈妈的朋友介绍Howard, 他就不知道他爸爸妈妈会怎么说。
Sometimes my mother or father would say really nice things about me.
所以有的时候呢，我的父母会说关于我非常好的事。
I might even be a little embarrassed by what they said.
我有时候呢，因为他们这么说，我感到有点尴尬。
And then I'd say to myself, that isn't the way they spoke to me at home.
所以呢，然后我就想，他们在家里并不这么说我。
When I was at home, they said, you go and do that now.
所以呢，我在家里的时候，他们对我说，你去，把这个事情给做。
And then when I was out with their friends, they say, he's a really good boy.
然后呢，我跟他们的朋友在一起的时候呢，他说他是一个非常好的男孩。
Now that's the way Paul was with the Corinthians.
这就是保罗对待格林多人的方式。
Paul had to say, there's something wrong, we've got to correct that, and he put his finger on the wrong.
所以呢，保罗说，那你们这中间有什么事不对，所以我把手指着你们，你们要去纠正那样的错误。
But because he did that, when he was out, he could say good things about them, because they listened to him when he corrected them, so that when he was out with others, he could glory in them.
所以呢，他这么做呢，当他跟他们在一起的时候呢，他去指出他们错误，改正他们的错误的时候呢，他在对外人说的时候，他可以说他们很好，他从他们得到了荣耀。
Now that's the way we treat one another in the house of God. We encourage one another. Sometimes we even have to rebuke one another when we're together, so that when we are out in the world, we can say,That's my sister, I'm proud of her.
所以这就是我们在神的家里应该做的事儿。我们在一起的时候呢，我们互相鼓励，有时候呢，我们甚至需要去责备一些人。我们这样做的目的呢，是让我们在教会外面的时候呢，我们就可以对人家说，这就是我神家的姐妹。
And the question was, how proud was Paul of the Corinthians?
问题是,保罗是有多么的夸口呢?
He says, I'm greatly encouraged in all our troubles. My joy knows no bounds because of you.
所以呢,保罗这里讲的是呢,因为满得安慰,我们在一切的患难中分外快乐。
And so sometimes that will happen in the home too.
有时候那些在家里也会发生这样的事儿。
And you'll probably end up saying kinder things about those you love in your home than you would when you were with the others when you're outside. You might say to your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife, your brother, your sister, you might say, listen, you've no idea how much I love you.
所以呢,有时候呢,你在你的家里的时候呢,有时候你可能不是说 在外面时候那样子说,你会跟他们说,你的哥哥,你的弟弟,你的亲人,你会跟他说,你知道我有多爱你吗?
And you might never say that to people when you're outside, but they know your love. Paul is saying, my love to you, my joy knows no bounds.
你在外人面前可能不会这么说,但是他们知道你有多爱他们。 所以保罗说,在这里呢,我对你们的爱是没有边界的。
So the Corinthians might have said, well, if you're that enthusiastic about us, why are you correcting us all the time?
所以当时哥林多人说,如果你们,你对我们如此的热情的话,为什么你要去纠正我们呢?
And he's basically saying, I'm correcting you so that I can say those good things about you.
所以呢,保罗基本上是说呢,我纠正你们。
All right, so now we're going to read, I think verses 5 through 7. Roy will read them in Chinese, then I will read them in English and we'll comment, but I want you to get that logic flow.
所以呢,我会用中文跟大家把5节,6节,7节读一下,读完了Harold会做一些解释,然后我们就 能够理解到这里面这个逻辑的关系。第五节，我们从前就是到了马其顿的时候，身体也不得安宁，周围遭患难，外有征战，内有惧怕。第六节，但那得安慰丧气之人的神，急着提多来安慰了我们。第七节，不但急着他来，也急着他从你们所得的安慰安慰了我们，因他把你们的想念。 哀痛和向我的热心都告诉我,叫我更加欢喜。
For when we came into Macedonia, this body of ours had no rest, but we were harassed at every turn, conflicts on the outside, fears within. But God, who comforts the cast down or the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus. And not only by his coming, but also by the comfort you had given him. He told us about your longing for me, your deep sorrow, your ardent concern for me, so that my joy was greater than ever.
刚刚读到5到7节啊。
It's interesting that Paul understands life very, very well.
也非常有趣的是呢,保罗非常非常的理解生活。
I don't know if you've ever been in a situation which is pretty awkward and you feel so bad that actually you get a stomach ache.
所以呢,但我不知道你是不是处在这样一个环境里,你因为非常的悲伤哀痛以致你的肚子疼。
I think you've all been there. Sometimes you would say, this is really bad. I'm not interested in eating right now.
所以呢,你就说呢,这个事情遭到如此的程度,我甚至没有了食欲。
You say, how are you doing? And he says, not very well. I couldn't sleep all night.
有些人问你怎么样? 你说我不好,
and the problem is so great that your body reacts in a bad way.
所以呢，这个情况遭到如此的程度，连你的身体都做出了反应。
Okay, now you've all been there. And Paul says, that's the way I was in my relationship with you.
所以呢，你们都有没有出现过这样的情况呢？所以保罗说，这就是我和你们之间的关系。
He said, I wrote this letter to you, and I wasn't sure what was, all I knew is that you weren't happy, and because you weren't happy, I wasn't happy, and it was very difficult.
所以保罗说了，我写给你们这么多信，写给这封信，写给那封信，啊，如果你们不高兴，我也不高兴，这就是发生在我身上的事情。
And so I'm not sure whether it was a stomach ache or whether it was a muscle tremble or whatever happened, but he wasn't feeling well because of the problem.
因为他不确定到底是什么引起他的问题，他不确定是因为肚子疼了、胃疼了，还是那个肌肉疼痛造成了他的问题。
But he said it wasn't just that. It's where I was when that happened. There were problems with the people around me, conflicts on the outside, and I was fearful on the inside. I didn't feel well.
所以呢，他就说呢，当时呢，我周遭有这些患难，啊，外有征战，所以在我内心里呢，有惧怕，所以我当时感觉非常不好。
But then he says in verse 6, God comforts the downcast like me, and Titus came and comforted me.
然后他在第六节的时候呢，但那安慰丧气之人的，像我这样的神，基督提多来安慰了我们。
And it's always nice when you see a good friend when you got lots of problems, isn't it?
所以呢，通常的是当你有很多麻烦和困难的时候呢，你碰到了你的一个好朋友。
Sometimes you can speak to your friend, sometimes you can't. Sometimes you just rest in your friend, and you say, it's so nice to have a friend in the time of my trouble.
所以有时候呢，你可以把你的麻烦告诉你的朋友，有时候你不能，但是呢，有时候你可以在你朋友那里得到安息，你会说，啊，非常的好，有这样一个好朋友。
But Paul says, this was the good news. When Titus came, he told me good news about you. And he said, verse 8, he said, I was comforted by the fact that Titus had been with you, and he told me your response, and the problem isn't as bad as you thought it was, Paul. Paul says, oh, this is wonderful.
所以这里说呢，保罗说呢，啊，提摩太来了，他给了我很多关于你们的好消息，这样呢，给了我的很多安慰。提摩太告诉我说，保罗，他们格林多现在情况并不是你想象的那样的坏，所以保罗说，哎呀，现在我真的得到安慰了。
Titus said, not only is it that they're not really mad at you, Titus says,they have responded to your letter. They responded positively, and they're beginning to be more mature because of the correction that you gave them.
所以呢，保罗说呢，提摩太告诉我们呢，你们其实收到我的信呢以后呢，做了一些回应，更正了你们做了做错的一些事情，你们现在其实变得更加成熟了。
And the result was that after doing what was hard, their response was good. And so Paul, end of verse 7, had joy greater than ever because of the response that came.
所以呢，实际上呢，保罗说呢，他们做出了回应。这样的回应呢，给保罗带来了，在第七节里讲的说呢，要叫我更加的
Now, you can probably think of stories. I'm thinking of stories in my own life. I'm probably not going to tell you, but sometimes you just have to say to somebody, that is wrong. You must not do that. They get mad. And then they realize they were wrong. They change and everything is good. That's what Paul is saying happens here.
因为我心里在想一个故事，我也不知道你们应该也在想一个故事，但是我不会告诉你这个故事的细节。就是有时候呢，你看见一个人做错了，你就跟他说你这个事做的不对，这个人当时非常气愤，愤怒，然后呢，过了以后呢，他就改正了这个错误，变得好了，所以当时你就会感到欣慰。
Okay, so you've got the logic now. Paul realized there were problems in the church in Corinth. So he wrote the letter, 1 Corinthians, and he sent it to the Corinthians.
所以你们大家都想到了这个逻辑吗? 保罗知道格林多人有问题，所以他写了信给他们，然后他们也回应了他这封信。They
didn't like what he said. They got angry at what he said. They were offended by what he said. Some of them were really, really upset.
所以呢，他们不喜欢保罗写给他们的东西，他们非常气愤。有些人呢，非常感到沮丧，他们也非常不高兴。所以有些人甚至非常非常的沮丧。And
then when Paul got there, he got, sorry, when Paul heard that, he got upset.
所以呢, 保罗听到他们这种反应的话，保罗也感到非常沮丧。All right,
the next three verses, 8 and 9 and 10. What's happening here?
下面的三节呢，告诉我们发生了什么。第八节、第九节、第十节，我来跟大家读。第八节，我先前写信叫你们忧愁，我后来虽然懊悔，如今却不懊悔，因为我知道那信叫你们忧愁，不过是暂时的。第九节，如今我欢喜。 不是因为你们忧愁，是因为你们从忧愁中生出懊悔来。你们依着神的意思忧愁，凡事就不至于因我受亏损了。第十节，因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。All
right, even if I caused you sorrow by my letter, I do not regret it, though I did regret it. I see that my letter hurt you, but only for a little while. Yet now I am happy, not because you were made sorry, but because your sorry led you to repentance. For you became sorrowful as God intended, and so were not harmed in any way by us. Godly sorrow brings repentance. That leads to salvation and leaves no regret. But worldly sorrow brings death.
他刚读的九到八到十节哈。
So Paul says, I wrote this to you. And then after I wrote it, I felt bad. And I said, I never should have written that. I probably didn't phrase this right. That was too hard. This wasn't right. And Paul said, oh dear, I have done it wrong.
所以保罗基本上是说呢，我写了信，叫你们忧愁，然后呢，我感觉非常不好，说我其实本来不应该写信，这样说你们的，然后让你们都感觉不好。
And then he finds out that it really wasn't that wrong because the Corinthians paid attention to what he had written and they changed their sorrow to repentance.
然后他发现呢，其实也并没有那么糟糕。哎，当他写了这些以后呢，格林引起了格林多人的注意，然后他们去回应了那个事情。
Now, repentance is a good thing, but repentance can only work when somebody realizes that they're wrong.
所以呢，懊悔呢，是一件好的事情，因为这个懊悔只能发生在一个人意识到他做错了的时候。And
how are they going to know they're wrong if somebody doesn't tell them?
如果没有人告诉他们，他们怎么知道他们做错了呢？
So when I was in school, I used to write an exam, And I used to think it was pretty good until the exam came back.
所以呢，当我在学校的时候，我考试的时候呢，我认为我考得很好，直到那个考试的结果来了的时候。
And when it came back, there was lots of red marks on it.
所以呢，当那个试卷回到我手里的时候呢，很多的那个红的东西叉叉在上面。
And I had really just only two options.
只有两种选择。
Number one was to correct what was wrong, and number two was to quit.
所以呢，第一个选择呢，就是去改正我所做的错误；第二个选择呢，就是放弃。
And so I decided I'd better go home and make sure that I did more homework next time before I put the paper in or wrote the exam.
所以呢，我就决定回到家里去，说下次我交试卷或者交作业的时候，最好多做点家庭作业。
Now the thrilling thing is the Corinthians didn't quit.
所以呢，令人惊奇的是呢，格林多人并没有放弃。
They could have said, we don't like Paul, we're going to go to a different church.
因为他们可以这么说，我们不喜欢使徒保罗，我们可以去其他的教会。
They could have said, I don't like Jesus, I'm going to go play golf.
所以呢，他们也可以这样说，我不喜欢主耶稣，我去打高尔夫球。
But they didn't, you see, it was wonderful.
所以呢，神奇的是他们没有那么去做。
They listened to what he said.
他们听了保罗告诫他们。
And then in verse 9, he says, Yet now I'm happy because your sorrow led you to repentance.
所以第九节说呢，如今我欢喜，是因为你们的忧愁里面生出懊悔来了。
He says, Oh, I'm so glad I wrote that letter. Because, you see, having written the letter, the Corinthians who were way over here and were wrong,They repented and they came back to where they should be for the glory of the Lord. I'm so proud of them.
那保罗说呢，我很庆幸我写了信给你们，因为格林多人他们是在他们那个错误的地方，因为保罗写的信的呢回到了正确的地方，所以保罗说我非常为你们感到骄傲。
And you can imagine that when that was over, he would talk about the Corinthians, and he would say about those Corinthians, they're my kids, they're good. They came, they're good kids, they're my kids.
所以呢，你跟知道那个，当这些事情他们改正了以后，保罗会非常高兴地说，啊，这是我的孩子们，这是一些非常非常好的孩子们。
All right, so... we're going to read now verse 11.
我们现在读第十一节。你看，你们依着神的意思忧愁，从此就生出何等的殷勤、自诉、自恨、恐惧、想念、热心、责罚，在这一切事上，你们都表明自己是洁净的。
All right, and before we read it in English, I'm going to tell you that these are seven key aspects of repentance.
因为当我开始解释的时候，我们要告诉你，这是七个关键的忏悔的方面。
Remember now, in the Bible, repentance is very important.
所以大家记得在圣经里忏悔悔改是非常重要的。
But in life, in family life, in government life, in business life, we don't really understand repentance very well.
所以在我们的现在的人生中，在那些在政府工作或者在做生意的人生中呢，我们并不是真正的理解这个忏悔悔改是什么意思。
And often in the church even, we don't understand repentance well. We use the word, we try to live it, but not always do we live it the way we should.
因为甚至在教会里，我们经常用到忏悔悔改这个词，但是我们并不是真正理解 忏悔的这个词的意义，尽管我们使用它，所以呢，我们通常并没有活出我们该活的那个样子出来。
So here we are now, 7 key aspects of repentance.
所以这里我们能看到七个关键的方面关于忏悔的。
All right, see what this godly sorrow has produced in you. Number one, what earnestness. Number two, what eagerness to clear yourselves. Number three, what indignation. Number four, what alarm. Number five, what longing. Number six, what concern. Number seven, what readiness to see justice done.
所以呢，这里说，你看你们一得神的意思，忧愁从此就生出了何等的，第一个是殷勤，第二个是自述，第三个是自恨，第四个是恐惧，第五个是想念，第六个是热心，第七个是责罚或者自责。
So we're going now to take these one at a time, 7 aspects of true repentance, and you look at your own heart, I look at my heart, and I say now, Harold, are these true of you when it comes to correcting what is wrong?
所以呢，这个呢，我们这七个方面我们一个一个的来讲，你去看看你的内心，我看看我的内心。当我们来看看什么样是真正的忏悔悔改，当事情不对的时候。
All right, the first word is translated here as eagerness. Sorry, earnestness.
所以
What earnestness?
所以第一个在这里翻译过来的呢，就是殷勤。
So, how would you begin the work of repentance?Number one, you would take the problem seriously.
所以呢，你怎么样去开始忏悔悔改的第一步呢？你认真的、严肃的对待这个问题。
Oftentimes, a little boy does something wrong, and his mommy says, you shouldn't do that.
通常呢，一个小男孩做错了事，他的妈妈会得说，你不该那么做。
He may very well say, well, it's not that bad.
他通常会说呢，这没有那么糟糕。
Repentance doesn't begin by saying it's not that bad. Repentance begins by saying this is a serious problem. God doesn't want it. I shouldn't have it. It's not good for the church in Corinth. It's not good. I take this problem of repentance seriously.
所以呢，忏悔悔改不是说从这个事情没那么糟糕开始的，你应该开始说这个事情很糟糕，很严重到一个程度，神不喜欢，我也不应该那么去做。当时格林多的人，他们也不能那么做，我们应该认真严肃地对待这个问题。
Now number two is what eagerness to clear yourself.
所以第二个呢，说自述。
Okay, that means I'm going to make sure that this isn't worse. I'm going to try to clear myself on this. I know it's wrong. I'm going to do something about it. I want to make myself, appear to be what I should be. I want to clear myself.
这就是说你自己对自己说这个事情已经好很糟糕了，我不想让它变得更糟糕，我应该对自己说我应该做点什么事儿，让它变好一点，让它不至于发展到一个更糟糕的地步。
The next one says what indignation.
下一个讲的是自恨。
And that word indignation in English is a hard word to explainBut basically means I want people to know that sin was real sin. Those sins were really bad. I'm prepared to call my sin really bad.
所以呢，这里呢，这个词在英文里是很难解释的。 他给自恨的那个意思呢，就是说呢，我知道这个罪，我知道这个罪，我要让其他的人知道这个罪是如此的严重，所以我准备好了要告诉人家，在我里面的这个罪是如此的严重。
Now the next word is what? Alarm.
所以下一个呢是恐惧。
And the content or the logic here is to acknowledge that the consequences of that particular sin could be very, very serious.
所以这里呢讲到的呢就是说你这个罪的后果可能会非常非常的严重。
It isn't just the seriousness we heard about in step one. This now is the seriousness of consequences to follow.
所以呢这个并不是我们在第一个你讲到的那种严肃的对待，是这个罪的严重的后果，罪带来的严重的后果。
The non-Christian hears the gospel, realizes that Jesus died on a cross for his sins, and he says, I must repent, because if I don't repent, I must pay the consequences, the penalty of my own sin. Instead of going to heaven, I will go to hell. And he is alarmed, and rightly alarmed.
所以呢，这个呢，非基督徒呢，当他们意识到主耶稣为他们死在十字架上的这个事情以后，他们就意识到他们要接受主，如果他们不接受主的话，这个后果是非常严重的，他去不了天堂，而是下到地狱，所以这样一个后果给他造成了恐惧。
Now this wasn't the situation in Corinth, because the letter in Corinth wasn't written to non-Christians, it was written to Christians.
这个情况并没有发生在当时的哥林多教会，因为在哥林多教会的人都是基督徒而不是非基督徒。
Well, so what is the alarm as far as Christians are concerned when they've done things that should be repented of? What are they afraid of?
所以呢，对那些基督徒来说，当他做了什么不好的事以后，他们的恐惧是什么？他们害怕什么呢？
They're not afraid of the penalty of hell.
他们根本就不惧怕地狱的那种惩罚。
But they are afraid of the consequences of the actions that they have taken.
所以呢，他们恐惧的呢，是他们所做的事带来的后果。
And as you go through scripture, you will find this simple principle illustrated over and over again.
如果你一直读圣经，你会发现这样一个简单的规律，就是这样一个例子不断不断的发生。
And it says, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
所以呢，这里讲的呢，一个人他种什么，他就收什么。
And that is true when bad men do bad things, and it's also true when good men do bad things.
这是真的，当坏人干坏事的时候是这样一个结果，当好人干坏事的时候同样是一个结果。
Remember, it was to the children of Reuben that Moses had to say these simple famous words, be sure your sins will find you out.
所以呢大家都记得这是一个非常有名的一句话，在 Reuben 那个部落讲的，说你要 确保你的罪会跟追上你。
Now all of this caused the Corinthians a lot of alarm.
所以呢这些呢给所有的这些事情呢引起了可能多人的恐惧和或者警戒。
And they said, what Paul wrote to us was true. We have done many things that we should not have done. And then they were alarmed at the possibility, at the expectation that God would effect and demand consequences to follow. They said, oh, we don't want any more of that. We want to minimize those consequences.
所以呢，格林多人都想呢，保罗写给我们的是真的，我们做了很多我们不应该做的事情，所以这样呢，在神的眼里有很多的后果会跟随而来，这些罪会接上我们，所以我们最好是让这个后果最小化影响。
And the next one says, what longing?
所以下一个呢，想念。
What would the longing be for?
你想念什么呢?
Okay. And I think the longing is for one primary reason, and that is they don't want to do it again.
所以这个想念的我认为一个主要的原因是他们不想再去做。
And so they're longing for a life where they won't do it again. They're longing to be freed from the consequences of that sin.
所以他们一直去想念那个将来要发生的后果，所以他们不会再去做那些不该做的事。
And the next word is what concern, and that word is translated elsewhere, what zeal.
所以呢，在这里呢，下一个就是热心，当然这个中文的翻译出来就是热心。
Zeal is a desire to go with force and to keep on going.
所以呢，这个热心呢，就是用力保持自己，保持自己继续去做一件事。
All right, and lastly, what readiness to see justice done, and it basically says we are going to make sure that if we've done this, justice will prevail, we must punish the other person, I must be punished myself, justice must prevail, that's what God wants, that's what we want.
所以呢，这就是说最后一个是责罚，就是说如果这件事情发生了呢，你要去责罚其他的人或者责罚自己，这就是神要来责罚的。
All right, is that a good description of repentance?
这是一个对悔改的一个很好的说明吗？
Okay, it begins with the little line, take it seriously.
所以这开始呢很简单，就是你要严肃的对待。
Repentance demands a real zeal and demands you take it seriously. Each of these words describe the seriousness with which the Corinthians considered their sinful position.
所以呢，这个里面其实每一个方面都讲的是非常的明确，就是说你自己当时的格林多人，你要热心的去做这样的事情，要严肃的对待他们所出现的问题。
Now, David in the Bible was the man who sinned a great sin, and God allowed him to record his repentance. He recorded it in Psalm 32 and in Psalm 51.
所以大卫王，他是一个在圣经里记载的犯了很大的罪的人，神允许他把他犯的这些罪记录下来，他记录在诗篇的32和诗篇的51章里面。
God heard his repentance. It was a wonderful thing. And we learn a lot about repentance from simply reading Psalm 51, Psalm 32.
所以神听到了他的大卫的忏悔。这是一件非常好的事儿，我们大家呢都能从读诗篇32、51里面能够学到很多的关于忏悔的悔改的事儿。
The other man in the Old Testament who was an example of repentance was Judah, the brother of Joseph, the son of Jacob.
那另外一个在圣经里记载的一个忏悔悔改的人呢，他就是犹大，他就是当时的那个叫谁的儿子的那个、其中的一个人，十二支派的。
And he took his repentance seriously.
所以呢，他非常认真的对待了他的悔改。
He sold his brother Joseph for 20 pieces of silver for himself and for his brothers.
他们把他的弟弟约瑟卖了20两银子，这个银子是给他和他们他的弟兄们。
That would no doubt have been a very distressing time for all of them.
所以呢，当然这在那里对他们是一个非常有压力的时间，在那个时候。
And many years passed, and he didn't pay much attention to the fact that he had been such a terrible sinner.
所以呢，过了很多年，他仍然没有严肃的对待他做了如此的一个犯了如此的罪的一个罪人。
But you'll remember when you get down to the end of the book of Genesis that Joseph so manipulated the activities of that day that Joseph was, Cindy, you might just answer that. Yeah. Just pick it up and say hello. That's good. The phone is ringing here and it'll disturb us. Yeah, she's done. So, where was I? Judah. Judah had the opportunity to sell his brother again.
所以呢，在你们大家记得，在创世纪的后面，当时的约瑟，他掌控了那一切，所以呢，他当时那个犹大，他有一个机会再次出卖他的弟兄们。
Joseph said to him, "Listen, Judah, there's no big deal. You just let Benjamin stay here. You can go home. Everything will be fine."
所以约瑟跟犹大说，没关系，你就把本杰明放在这里，然后你们其他的人都可以回去。
And Judah said, "I sold one brother once, and I'm not going to sell a brother again. And I'm prepared to be a slave for the rest of my life. I will not repeat that sin."
所以呢，犹大说呢，我曾经出卖过一个弟兄，我的兄弟，我不会再次出卖我的兄弟，我不会再去犯同样的罪，我应验一生做这个等罪的奴隶。
Is that repentance?
这是悔改吗？
Okay, and the Corinthians were following the example of David, and they were following the example of Judah, and they said, "We are prepared to take this seriously. We're not going to do it again." And they go through the 7 characteristics of the truly repentant.
所以那个当时的格林多人呢，他们学习了那个大卫和犹大，他们把他们做榜样，他们开始说，我们要认真严肃地对待我们的现在的问题，我们要有从这7个方面来悔改，我们不会再去做同样的罪。
So here's the question, was it good that Paul wrote that letter?
现在的问题是，保罗写信给他们是对的吗？
And the answer is yes, it was very good.
所以答案是，是非常正确。
Was it easy?
这样是容易做吗？
Did he do it with mixed feelings? Yeah.
所以他当时用复杂的心情来做这个吗？是。
Did he feel bad afterward?
当他发生了以后，保罗感觉不好吗？是的。
Did he pray about it before he did it?
在他做这之前，他祷告了吗？
Did it really take a man of courage to write that letter?
他是不是用一个男人应该的勇气去写了那封信呢？
Yeah, most men would never have written 1 Corinthians.
是的，因为大多数的男人不会去写像给格林多人的那样的一封信。
He wrote it, and then he felt bad that he'd written it, and then they repented, and then he felt wonderful.
所以呢，当他写了那封信以后呢，他感觉不好。但是格林多人 悔改了以后呢，他也感觉非常美妙。
All right, that's not empty theory.
这不是一个空洞的理论。
You and I are required to, to follow this every day. Two responsibilities.
所以呢，你我被要求每天都要跟随这样一个，但是呢，有两方面的要求。
Number one, we must be repentant.
第一个呢，我们必须要悔改。
Number two, we must be bold enough to confront sin ourselves.
所以呢，第二个，我们要有足够的大胆来面对我们自己的罪。
All right, in the book of Proverbs, we're going back to Proverbs.
我们大家回到箴言，大家可以翻到箴言的诗篇以后。
Proverbs chapter 13.
箴言的第十三章。
And for some reason, I've got the wrong verse again. I don't know how I do this.
因为他说可能他找。
Oh, here it is, yes. Proverbs 13, verse 24.
因为他找到了在箴言的第十三章第二十四节。
And it says, he who spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is careful to discipline him.
所以第二十四节说，不忍用杖打儿子的是恨恶他，疼爱儿子的随时管教。
Paul loved the Corinthians, and he wrote those strong words to them, and they felt like a rod on the back of the Corinthians.
所以呢，当时呢，保罗他爱如此的爱格林多人，所以他写了这么很难听的话给他们，让他们格林多人感觉到像那个杖打在他们的背上。
But he disciplined them because he loved them.
他管教他们是因为保罗爱他们。
Chapter 19. This theme is all through the book of Proverbs. Chapter 19.
大家翻到第十九章箴言的这些里面，所有的都在讲这些。
And verse 18.
第十八节，箴言十九章十八节。
And the verse is, discipline your son, for in that there's hope. Do not be a willing party to his death.
箴言的第十九章第十八节，趁有指望，管教你的儿子，你的心不可任他死亡。
Discipline your son. Chapter 22.
管教你的儿子，第二十二章，箴言的第二十二章。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
It says, folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far from him.
所以第二十二章第十五节说，愚蒙迷住孩童的心，用管教的杖可以远远赶除。
The Corinthians had to be disciplined because they were wrong.
所以呢，那些格林多人呢，必须要管教他们，因为他们做错了事。
Our children have to be disciplined when they are wrong.
我们的孩子呢，当他做错了事情，我们必须要管教他。
We have to be disciplined when we are wrong.
当我们自己做错了事的时候呢，我们也要受到管教。
But you see, discipline is a wonderful thing.
所以这个管教是一个非常好的事。
Because when it's completed, you've got a different kind of a person. You've got strength rather than weakness.
因为当这些管教结束的时候呢，你完全变了一个人，你变得你的强项变 比你的越弱项更强了。
You've got glory rather than shame.
所以你得到了荣耀而不是羞辱。
Chapter 23, just over the page. Chapter 23.
林大前分的第二十三章。
And verse 13.
第十三节。
Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you punish him with a rod, he will not die.
第十三节说不可不管教孩童。
You don't have to.
用杖打他，他必不至于死。
You don't have to punish him with a rod all the time, but you do have to discipline, and you quietly and lovingly but firmly you enforce discipline. And when something is wrong, you say, that's wrong, we've got to correct it.
你没有必要一直用杖打你的孩子，因为当孩子做错的时候，要一步一步的带着爱的去管教他。
All right. Chapter 29 and verse 15. It says, the rod of correction imparts wisdom, but a child left to himself disgraces his mother.
所以第二十九章就是我已经说，杖打和责备能增加智慧，放纵的儿子是母亲羞愧。
Okay, should Paul have written the book of 1 Corinthians?
保罗应不应该把这封信写给格林多人呢？
Yes, was it easy?
是的，这个很容易做吗？
No.
不是。
Could it have resulted in big problems for Paul?
这呢，可能会给保罗带来极大的麻烦。
Yes.Why did he write the letter?
答案是的，为什么他要写这封信呢？
Because he loved them.
因为他爱他们。
All right, that's not the end of our study in 1 Corinthians. We've sort of left it in the middle of the sentence, if not the 2 Corinthians, if not the middle of the thought. We'll come back to it next week. We have 2 minutes.Any question for 2 minutes? You're not going to get a long answer.
这并不是说这里我们应该停在这里，这是格林多后书，我们下个星期还会继续，我们还有两分钟，你们大家问一个问题，但是你得不到很长的答案。
You may have a question for next week.On this. This is not easy stuff. This is big responsibility stuff. This is big potential problem stuff.
所以呢你可能会下个星期会有同样的问题。这个问题呢这一个呢并不是很容易的，也是里面有很多潜在的东西你可以去学到的。
All right.Did the Lord honor Paul when he wrote it?
所以呢主给了保罗荣誉吗？当他写了这封信的时候。
Yes. Did the Lord honor the Corinthians when they received it?
所以呢是的，当主给了格林多人荣誉，当他们接收的时候呢。
Yes.So, God is in these things. Difficult though they be, God will help us. And by the grace of God, we will live these lives. What's the phrase we studied earlier? Perfecting holiness in the will of God. That's the objective for us, for those who are correcting us, and for those whom we must correct.
所以呢这里呢这所有的这些东西呢都是神在里面，接着神的恩典呢在我们刚才前面读到的什么呢我们借着自己完美的成圣。
All right, that's all we have time for today. May the Lord bless us.
这就是我们今天所有的时间希望神赐福我们。
Lord, we want to thank thee for the fact that thou art the God of repentance.
主啊，我们要献上感恩，为这样一个事实，您是那样的一位神，让我们悔改的神。
We're thankful that repentance works.
我们非常感谢，那个啊，悔改奏效。
But it is true, Lord, repentance is hard.
但是，主啊，这样支持一个事实，悔改是非常难的。
Lord, we pray that each of us will take the strength of the Lord to be able to fulfill our repentance responsibilities, both in our own hearts and in the hearts of those we long to affect for Jesus' sake.
主要我们是我们的祷告是我们从主那里得到力量来帮助我们自己的心里去悔改和那些愿意转向主的人的心里的悔改。
Lord, we thank you. We pray that you'll just bless us today and we give thanks in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们祷告赐福给我们，我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.